This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Peter Thompson is the executive director of the Charlottesville Senior Center, and Bruce Keith is a lead volunteer with the Senior Center, and they join us in studio right here at 5 o'clock. So glad you guys could be here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. And Bruce, you folks are going to, a lot of folks out there are going to recognize your name. You were the Director of Human Resources for the City of Charlottesville for a number of years. Is that why you moved to Charlottesville?
Beginning back in the early 70s, yes.
Oh, there you go. And you came from where? Where did you move from?
All the way from Richmond.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a major move. And Peter, best place to start is sort of a Senior Center 101. Tell us, what is the Senior Center? Because a lot of folks out there think it's like a place to live, like Sun City, Florida. What is the Senior Center, and how many people are we talking about, and what do y'all do exactly?
Well, it is happening at the Senior Center. We are one of the longest operating senior centers in the country, and also the first nationally accredited senior center in the country. We're located over on Pepsi Place. We're a nonprofit charitable organization, and we're kind of a teen center for people over 50. People come and do fitness programs. They do lifelong learning. They do a lot of arts. We have a travel program, very active recreation programs, and then a lot of volunteering, which we'll talk about more. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for successful aging. We have about 2,200 seniors that participate in our programs
really?
On a regular basis.
Gosh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
I had no idea there was that many.
It is. It's pretty exciting. We have well over 200 participants a day come through our doors, and not just through our doors. One of the other things is we're kind of a senior center beyond walls. It's not just the facility on Pepsi Place, but we have about 15 programs that meet off-site, you know, golf, racquetball, hiking, tennis, fishing, and a whole lot more.
And are you hearing from folks, because I'm guessing this is true, but you can tell me if it is, this is one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, that folks decide to retire to this area?
Absolutely. Charlottesville has been recognized as a kind of a retirement mecca, and it shouldn't come surprising because, you know, I'm in my 40s, Coy, I don't know how old you are, but it's a great place to live at any age.
40 years old?
There you go.
Proud of it.
Bingo. Well, for you. It's just a great place to live at any age. So why shouldn't it be a great place to live when you're 60, 80, or 100? And then, of course, we have world-class health care, too. But the Senior Center is a draw. We know a lot of folks that want to live in a college town. They want to live in the Mid-Atlantic, and they often tour Lexington, William & Mary, Greensboro, Chapel Hill, Annapolis, those towns. But they find Charlottesville, you know, has got this world-class Senior Center, and it's a great portal for people new to the community to make themselves at home.
Right, right. And Bruce, when did you start getting involved over at the Senior Center? Because I know you're one of the top dogs over there who actually make things happen. When did you first go over there and say, "Hey, this is I'd like to be involved over here with what you're doing"?
One of Peter's predecessors, an executive director, asked me to be on a committee before I retired, and that just moved into other activities, and I finally was on the board, became president of the board for a couple of years, and it was at that time that Peter came on board.
Well, I will say, as an author, it's one of my very favorite places to speak, because usually I'll go over there and talk about Jefferson or UVA history, and it's by far the best audience, right up there next to some UVA student audiences that I've had. You know, you just lay out on the table what interested me as an author and how I approached the story, and just the hands start going up. I mean, an incredibly engaged and enlightened audience that you will find over there at the Senior Center.
Well, this is true, and this affects a lot of what we'll talk about today as far as civic engagement in our volunteer program. Is, you know, folks, by the time we're 60, 80, 90 years old, we have so much more life experience than we did when we were 18 or 25 or 45, and we can draw on so many different experiences and stories. We're much more inquisitive. We're not as concerned about peer pressure as we grow older, and the Senior Center audience is. They bring that to bear, and they're happy to do so. So I'm glad you experience it that way.
Let's talk about that a little bit, the whole philosophy of volunteering at the Senior Center here in Charlottesville, because it's not just volunteering to help an organization. In many ways, the actual volunteer opportunities are the program to participate in.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, most volunteer nonprofit organizations in our community use volunteers at some level or another. We have over 400 volunteers that help run our programs at the Senior Center. So not only is it the human resource power, the people power, the means to meet our mission, but it is also a way to meet our mission because providing volunteer opportunities for seniors allows them to continue to be productive, have a purpose in their day and in their week, and use that incredible life experience to help benefit our community. So it's not just the means for us, but it's also the ends.
We're talking with Peter Thompson and Bruce Keith of the Senior Center. Bruce, what are some of those volunteer opportunities? If somebody new has recently moved to town, say this summer, and they've heard about the Senior Center, but they haven't gone over there yet to check it out, if they do go over, aside from all the programs of classes and talks that you can participate in and discussion groups, what are some of the volunteer opportunities that seem to be more popular among some of the members?
Oh, there's so many. We have people who make puppets. We have people who volunteer not at the Senior Center, but in the community in all kinds of ways. For example, I volunteer at the County Historical Society. I find that rewarding, and it's helpful to the community. There's so many ways people volunteer.
Yeah. Let's clarify that, because that's an important point. It's not just volunteering for the Senior Center. The Senior Center will help get you, if you're interested, get you out into the community and working and volunteering at many different organizations.
That's exactly right. Our volunteer program is multi-layered. One is our members volunteering in our Senior Center. Another layer is we have Beth Barber, our coordinator volunteer program, will match our members or other seniors in the community with volunteer opportunities out in the community. And importantly, you don't have to be a member or even a senior to volunteer in the Senior Center. You can be any age and have any skills and any interests. Call us up and say, hey, I'm interested in helping you. I'm interested in working with seniors, or I have certain skills, how can I help? We're now open Sunday afternoons and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays till 8:30 at night. So people who are working or in school can come and volunteer with us, work as a front desk coordinator, run programs, help us with technology, design flyers to promote our programs. There's a whole lot of opportunities. You don't have to be a senior to volunteer with the Senior
Center. And that's really interesting, because I'm sure most people, 9 out of 10 people out there, don't realize that you don't have to be a senior to find a good volunteer opportunity at the Senior Center.
Exactly. That's part of how I ended up getting involved with the Senior Center. Is years ago, I volunteered working for aging organizations, and when the Senior Center job opened up, I'm like, you know, I've always had an interest in working with seniors. Now I can make it my vocation, too. So it's fun for all ages.
Peter Thompson is the executive director of the Senior Center. Bruce Keith is one of the lead volunteers and past president of the board. He joins us in studio to talk about some of the opportunities and good things happening over there at the Senior Center. Peter, let's talk about this whole aging, you know, they say the graying of America. The vast majority of Americans are over 50 years old, over 55 years old. And this is having an incredible, this generation, of course, has had an incredible impact on America ever since they were teenagers and in the 50s. But are they facing a different type of retirement than their parents did?
Well, you know, Coy, of course, we're all aging. I'm older today than I was yesterday. This is not something that is just facing people over 50 or 60. And, you know, we're very much a culture of denial about aging, and it really caused a lot of detriment to us. You know, we really need to think about the holistic view of aging, that it has some challenges and some problems and some financial implications, but also provides a lot of opportunities. And the baby boomers in particular, being one of them, we like to think that we, you know, have had the biggest impact of any generation. We've changed the world and will continue to do so. And there's some truth to that. Certainly, the environmental movement came largely out of the boomer generation, and a lot of the successes of civil rights and feminism movement often came up from the boomers as well. And that's not going to change as boomers get older. You know, Bill Clinton and George Bush are leading edge boomers. They just turned 60. And if they're not people out there changing the world, I don't know who is. So that is going to happen, and that is a good thing. And yes, boomers will face a different retirement. In fact, most of us in the aging field say we really need to retire the word retirement. It doesn't have a lot of meaning anymore. It's got a very negative consequence, retired, instead of continuing to be a part of society. And most folks will kind of come in and out of the workforce. People might stop one career at 60, go back into another career at 62 or 70. Some folks will work all the way straight through, as a lot of folks that we know already are. So it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. We have a supply of boomers that have life experience that want to give back to community. One of the biggest issues you have is what is the What is the demand? What are we as communities, as public and nonprofits particularly, going to do to provide opportunities for our older Americans to continue to be productive and use them as for the wisdom they have instead of shunning them aside?
Yeah, it's an incredible resource that most societies and most cultures get. You know, and it seems like America has been late to the table when it comes to appreciating and really taking advantage of that resource. Would you agree with that, Bruce?
I certainly do. As a matter of fact, when I was director of human resources, I noticed there were two types of people who retired: those who went to other forms of work or volunteer activities or travel or things that kept them active, and they had wonderful retirements. And then there were people who had nothing to do, and they didn't survive. And that's always made me feel sad. So when the Senior Center came up with a program to help people find things to do in their post-retirement, if you want to call it that, lives, I felt that was very worth doing and something the whole community could benefit from.
Now, there's something pretty exciting happening at the Senior Center as we speak. And Bruce, why don't you explain it to us? Because I know you're working on it. I have it written down in front of me here, Wisdom Works Grant. What is the Wisdom Works Grant? Why is the Senior Center here in Charlottesville? Why do we have anything to do with that? And explain that to us.
All right. We have a program that we have called The Next Chapter. And it's a multifaceted program to help people in midlife decide what they want to do next. Wisdom Works is a project of the National Council on Aging, and Wisdom Works is funded by MetLife Foundation to fund projects throughout the country with senior centers to help engage people in civic activities. So Wisdom Works wants to engage people in civic activities. We feel the Next Chapter program needs to have active volunteers running it and making it successful. And so we're trying to merge these two things.
And Peter, tell us a little background on the Senior Center here in Charlottesville. Was one of just a handful of senior centers around the country who got this grant, right?
It was a very, very competitive grant process. In fact, the demands of the grant were so complex that most senior centers chose not to even apply. But we were one of six senior centers out of the 12,000 in America that won this Wisdom Works grant. It's the first time our senior center has won a national grant competition. And our whole community should be proud of that's the capacity and that's the respect that we have at the national level.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting stuff, and it's a perfect fit for the next chapter that Bruce has described, trying to provide the tools to help people navigate the complex transitions of later years, downsizing a home, retiring, moving to a new community, losing a loved one, trying to find what that purpose is going to be after work and family rearing are behind us.
And this program is in place now at the Senior Center, or it's currently being built, or where is what's the status?
Parts of it are in place. We're developing it.
Yeah, yeah.
There are other aspects of it that still need further development, and all of it, of course, needs to be made available to the whole community.
Yeah, that's terrific.
And we are still looking for volunteers to help get involved in this. We're creating a kind of a leadership facilitation team of volunteers to help use the Wisdom Works grant and what we're learning from that to develop the next chapter. We're particularly looking for people in their 50s and 60s who may still be at work or not. That's not important. But a big part of the grant is trying to learn more on a national basis how we can use, again, those skills of those leading edge boomers to continue to be worthwhile parts of our community. So it's something that's being piloted, and what we learn will be replicated throughout the country.
I got about 30 seconds left, but would this program, and do you have other programs that get some of the seniors in our community into the schools? Because I would see that would be tremendously beneficial for both sides.
We do have opportunities for that in a variety of ways. One of the challenges is, since the SOLs have come in, is that it's really filled up the school day. There's not as many opportunities for seniors to work as volunteers, but there still are certainly some, and we do have opportunities to do that. And, of course, they're also looking to bring, how can we bring school age to come into the Senior Center after school as well?
You mean schools are spending too much time teaching to the test and not enough time enriching the lives of our students?
I'm not editorializing.
No.
I'm just giving the facts.
Bruce Keith and Peter Thompson of the Senior Center, phone number and website?
974-7756 or on the internet, all designed by our volunteers, seniorcenterinc.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.